Dear colleagues, bonjour, chers collègues. I would like to present something quite interesting. It is laser light policies and skin tightening in the face. We had a lot of different problems with colleagues dealing with face, and that's why I would like to show you how I started to do this technique. So first of all, if you look to the statistics, you can see the difference between surgical and non-surgical cosmetic procedures in the United States in 2012. You can see that mainly there are more growing of procedures that are non-surgical. That's why it is very important to know all the different techniques of non-surgical techniques, procedures. So why is it so important for me? It was because lipoplasty is a main theme in plastic surgery with blepharoplasty and facelifts. So first of all, history of liposuction, it begins 1920s with a French surgeon till 1982. 1960s, they tried a new kind of liposuction. It was the dry liposuction, but they had a lot of problems. That's why it was just 1985 with Jeffrey Klein and the Kleinsche solution that were the first step to our well-known liposuction. Facelift, it begins in the early 19s with a German surgeon, Eugen Hollander, and Till Torzkog in 1970s who began with a smash lift. History of laser-assisted lipolysis. It begins 1992, so it is quite very young as a technique. 1994, they tried to get FDA approval, but with all the studies they've done, they did not get the FDA approval. So it was just 2003 that Anasulmira Bedin got the FDA approval for one kind of laser, and it was not for laser lipolysis, but it was for flaccidity, so for skin tightening. If you look at all the history, it begins with facelift, liposuction, and very young laser lipolysis. When a patient comes to our clinic, he brings sometimes some beautiful magazines. And he said, I would like to be like this. So what could be our procedures? Of course, it is well known, it is Photoshop. What Isabelle Catoni said before, it is very, very difficult to look at picture and say, this is a good procedure. If you look at Madonna, she's quite young, she's quite beautiful, but this is the picture before Photoshop was used. So, as a plastic surgeon, what kind of technique do we have? We have, of course, liposuction. We can operate. We have the opportunity to use our knives, our brain. But on the face, can we do all these techniques? I often go to Kazakhstan and China to participate on different with different colleagues on new techniques to improve their techniques there. And I had such faces. And my question was, what kind of operation can I do for those people? So I tried to use a dyed laser, 980 nanometer. It is a glass fiber from 300 micrometer. And I first tried it on the body. It was more than 5 years ago. I wanted to see how can I have results with a laser. So I tried it on the body and I got some quite good results. So I asked myself, why can't I use it on the face? So I had a patient with, you see, underlid. It wasn't very nice. And I tried the technique. And I got good results. So after using it in the region of the underlid, I tried different other parts of the face, as jawline and the full face. So now we are able to use this technique on the complete face. But it is not something that you can use if you don't have fat. So in such a patient with fat and flaccidity, you can have really very good results. But if it is a very thin person, you won't get good results with laser. So as a conclusion, it is possible to use laser as in the complete face. It can be a safe procedure if you are keen with lasers, and it has multiple effects like fat reduction and skin tightening. But be careful, it is a surgical procedure, and don't forget, a lightsaber is not a toy. Thank you.